oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Welcome back to Magic Minis, where cozy stories make you feel loved. Here in MJ Land, every tale is a gentle hug, every adventure sparkles with kindness, and every listener, just like you, is a part of our magical family. So snuggle in, get comfy, and let the magic begin. Maya, a little girl from the human world, had returned to the town of Honey, a place filled with gentle laughter, sweet treats, and magical cuddle bears who always made her feel safe. She sat quietly near the honey fountain, twirling a petal in her hand. That's when Pip, the littlest cuddle bear with a bouncy step and a wide smile, spotted her from across the square. He was so happy and surprised.
Maya, you're back! But why the long face?
I start first grade next week. I thought coming here to visit would make me feel braver, but I'm still scared, Pip.
Ooh! Big new things can feel like big scary things. Come on, let's talk to my Mama Bear.
Mama Bear was one of the kindest cuddle bears in all of Honeytown. She had soft brown fur and a hug that smelled like fresh muffins. She welcomed Maya and Pip into her kitchen and handed Maya a warm honey cookie. Mama Bear, who was warm and calm, asked Maya as she nibbled the edge of her cookie.
Tell me, sweetheart. What's bothering that little heart of yours?
Maya shared every fear about starting a new school and making new friends. Mama Bear listened. No interrupting, no rushing. Then she took Maya's hand in her big, gentle paw.
You're not alone. Lots of little ones feel like you do. That's because first grade is new. And new things always come with butterflies. Isn't that right, Pip?
I get butterflies before climbing my tree too fast.
What if I forget my backpack? What if the teacher doesn't like me? What if I don't make any friends?
Mama Bear leaned in, her big brown eyes filled with kindness. Maya shook her head and listened carefully as Mama Bear spoke.
Maya, do you know what I tell every little cuddle bear on their first day of school? I tell them, you already have everything you need. Your kindness, your questions, your spark. First grade is just where you go to grow it.
And then Pip chimed in.
Yeah, you're gonna bloom like the honey flowers in spring.
Maya giggled just a little, and the butterflies in her belly started to flap a little softer.
It's okay to be nervous. Even cuddle bears get nervous sometimes. That means your heart is getting ready to do something wonderful.
Maya stayed in the town of Honey just long enough to fill up on courage, cookies, and a few extra hugs. When it was time to go home, she gave Mama Bear a big honey bear hug. Then she went to Pip and squeezed his hand and whispered, "Thank you for helping me feel brave." And as she walked back into the human world, her steps felt lighter, not because the butterflies were gone, but because she had learned to fly with them. This ends our magical story. We hope these cozy tales continue to make you feel safe, loved, and ready to rest. Don't forget to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and come find Mara and Jake on all your favorite social platforms. Until next time, keep unlocking the magic.